Right, I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Gabriel McCarthy, he's financial core specialist with the Retirement Planning Council, and hopefully he's going to give us a few tips for managing your money in retirement. Good afternoon, Gabriel, how are you?
Good afternoon, Eric, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you, very good. I was just looking through the notes there, and I suppose the thing that really stood out was it's a lot easier to spend money when you're actually retired and you're not working. And so this is pretty important for people that are in retirement, you know, because they don't have an endless well of money, of course. So what kind of tips are you recommending?
Well, one of the very first things that anyone should have, Eric, when they're working all their working lives, is make a plan, right? Simply put, the income you have in retirement is never going to be as good as what you've had. Yeah. Throughout your working life, your income is give or take 50% of what it was. Now, make a plan, decide what you need to have, review regularly is what we would be saying to people, you know, at Retirement Planning Council events, because this is where it actually starts. And education around retirement should start 5-10 years before people get to the retirement stage. You should be planning at least that far in advance of your retirement.
Yeah, so like I'm not far off that age. So, I'll be honest, it was the furthest thing from my mind. So what kind of advice would you be giving someone like the likes of myself?
One thing that I say to people, because people think they have no money when they're coming up to retirement. That's a common thread of what we would see at talks that we would do.
Right.
And I would challenge anyone out there to go home and this evening and take out an A4 page and write down all the things that you have. Because you don't have that anywhere at the moment, Eric.
Right.
And that's your starting point. And then you kind of look, how do I get from what's on this page to the next stage of my life? What do I have in savings? What have I in my current account? What pensions do I have? You may have 3 or 4 pensions, because a lot of people have 3 and 4 pensions nowadays. You may have money sitting in the credit union. You may have money, you know, there's a lot of people have money under the mattress still. And, you know, it's making a plan to move from A to B, then to C, and further on beyond that. And Eric, I suppose we're all of the getting older, as you said there, right? You know, you've got a plan for, you know, if you're 60, you have a great chance of getting to 85, to 90.
Yeah.
That's what the statistics are now telling us. So you have to plan well in advance of retiring and start the process early.
Yeah, so it's really just kind of getting your ducks in a row, see, this is what I have. And are you talking about paying into pensions, or are you talking about a savings plan? What kind of thing, for someone, we'll just say 10 years out, what are you looking to do with that? Or what do you really, really need to be doing? Right, you sit down and this is what you have, but what do you need to be, what do you need in 10 years' time?
Well, what you need in 10 years' time will probably be a lot more than you have today. Like one of the biggest things that we see, it goes back to planning, right? And if you're looking at pensions or savings, it's about the affordability aspect of all of these. Mm-hmm. There's no point in being on a salary of 30,000 euro a year, right?
Yeah.
Saying I want to put 20,000 into a pension, because that isn't going to work.
Yeah.
Right, and again, it's planning accordingly and spending within your means, reviewing things. I'm of an age profile of people that would still check their bank statements to see what's coming out of it every month.
Yeah,
a lot of people still don't do that. So it's you know, mixing things, matching things. You know, again, I use the word planning and reviewing. They're two of the biggest words in my world,
yeah,
and words that we would use with clients at this stage. And it's understanding what you have, because a lot of people, you know, you mentioned the word pension, it sends fear into people. You mentioned the word savings, you know, it doesn't send fear into people. A pension plan is another form of a savings plan with benefits.
Yeah.
Last week, I did a retirement planning council event last week, and I asked a question in the room, Eric, of how many people, there was 24 people in the room, and I asked the question, how many people are doing a saving, are saving money every month? All the hands went up. And I asked a number of people, where are they saving? And they didn't know. And these are people who are coming up to retirement. So it's understanding what you have. It's reviewing what you have. It's being au fait with what you have and understanding what you're doing and understanding what you need things for.
Yeah, yeah. And I suppose that is really the key here, isn't it? I mean, a lot of us... especially now with so much subscriptions for this and that, and we're doing a lot of it online, and if we're not checking up on these kind of things, you know, these things can get out of hand pretty fast.
Well, get out of hand is a big thing, and that's one of the things in retirement that you really have to look at, right? Because if you think you're working, you can afford the big bills every year, right? You get your health cover in, you get your car insurance bill in. You know, some of these companies are now allowing you to pay your bills every month, whereas when you were working, you had more money, whereas if you're in retirement, you've less income coming in.
Right? Yeah.
So, again, it goes back to looking at things and talking about things. As people in general, we're very slow to divulge things out to people, right? Now you probably need to, because you've cash sitting there. What do you do with your money sitting in your current account?
Yeah.
You know the figures. There's a lot of money sitting in current accounts and deposit accounts in all the banks and credit unions around Ireland at the moment. And it's sitting there.
Exactly. It's doing nothing for you, really.
Yeah. And inflation is running at give or take 5% at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, in real terms, your money is losing money.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You know, you go back 20 years ago and you go back, the government brought in the SSIAs, right?
Yeah.
They were great savings tool, right? Should people be looking at those again? You know? Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely, because they were a great incentive for people to save. They really were.
And still, you know, people save for a variety of different reasons. You're saving for the holiday in 2 years' time, or you're saving to change the car in 3 years' time, or whatever. Are you've young people nowadays who are saving for deposits and houses, and they have to save significant sums of money to get deposits and houses.
Mm-hmm.
So planning for retirement, believe it or not, starts at a very young age.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You know, again, you talk to people in their 20s and 30s about pensions, they don't think of
it. They don't want to know about it.
Yeah. They get to 40 and 50 and they're really wanting to talk about pensions.
Yeah.
That's what I was actually going to ask you, Gabriel. Is it ever too late, like, to start a pension? Like, I mean, you know, I suppose when people start getting maybe over their 50s, they're kind of saying, oh, I'm going to retire now in, you know, 15 years' time. Is it too late to start a pension, or is there a time limit on when you can start your pension?
No, it's never too late. It's just getting it into your headspace that you've got to start a pension.
Mm-hmm.
It's never too late to start anything,
yeah,
believe it or not.
Well,
so would you advise people, so Gabriel, even someone around 50s that don't have a pension, would you advise them, look, you know, just start taking out one now, whatever you can afford, bang it into a pension and put it away for 15 years or 16 years, whatever the pension age is going to be, and you know, at least you have that much saving behind you?
Absolutely. You get tax relief on your pension savings, right? It grows tax free within your pension. You get 25% of your pension fund up to a maximum of €200,000 tax-free at retirement. So there are incentives there to save.
So it's a kind of a no-brainer, really, like, isn't it?
So you should take it. You go back to the SSIAs. They had a 25% bonus if you saved €100,
mm-hmm,
right? If you pay tax at the high rate in Ireland, you're getting 40% tax break.
Yeah.
So there is an incentive to do that, Eric. And people, you know, and again, if it makes sense to do it, because again, I go back to the fellow on 30,000, can they afford to put 5,000 or 10,000? What can they afford to put into their pension? You know, and that's the big challenge for some people, is what can they afford?
Yeah. Well, look, that's food for thought anyway, certainly. Though there's other stuff, other little tips there, like shopping around, you know, for different service providers. I think most people at this stage would probably understand, you know, that are maybe not pensioners as such, that if you're with a service provider for a year or 2 years or whatever like that, you really need to move around, don't you, to get the best deals?
Well, you do, and you should have more time for doing these things in retirement.
Yeah. Right?
A lot of people don't like change, right?
Yeah.
You know, they've been pushed. You take shopping around for car insurance, shopping around for health cover, shopping around for discounts on utilities, you know, free banking. You know, most retirees are entitled to free banking. You know, you shop around for it. You know, I used the analogy, there was a time you got free banking automatically, now you have to nearly go into the bank and ask for it. And there are challenges for people to do that, right? Because we're being pushed online more and more. But people should be shopping around for things regularly. And it doesn't make sense. Yes, if you can get something cheaper, why not?
And I suppose it's important to let people know as well, like that changing now, it is a lot easier than it used to be, especially with utilities. You know, I mean, whoever you're changing to pretty much looks after the change for you now at this stage. So it is an easy process. It's not a big deal to do it, is it?
No, it's not. And it shouldn't be a big deal to do it. I mean, you should be facilitated to move things quite easily without too much difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've somebody to do the work for you, even better again.
Yeah. There's also discounts on different things that probably a lot of people aren't aware of for retired people or for older people, certainly. Like there's many retailers and they might get different discounts on different days. There's theatres, cinemas, gyms. There's lots of stuff out there. And I suppose, where would people get a lot of that information?
You can sign up. You've websites out there. You've bonkers.ie. You've It's Your Money. You've various different websites that people are advertising. You'll even see, if you're walking along the street any day and you see shops, some shops will offer you discounts for going in earlier in the week rather than in the week. They're back. It's just being aware of these things. And understanding that, and I use it in my world, I say, if you don't ask, you won't receive.
Yeah.
You know, the websites, you know, you ring up an insurance company for on your car insurance, they're offering you nearly a better deal just by even ringing them. So, again, if you have to be in a position to ask, you have to be in a position to engage, and I think, understanding what you want from something is more important. And if you want to save money, that's the only way you can do it. Nobody's going to do it for you, Eric. You're going to have to do it yourself.
Yeah, and I suppose that's the best advice of the whole lot, really. You know, get out there, ask that question. You know, is there any discounts there? As you said, you don't ask, you don't get. Simple as.
You don't ask, yeah.
Yeah. So if people are looking for more information on any of your services or anything like that, or anything, where can they get that information? Have you a website or anything?
Well, I have my own. We have our own website, but the Retirement Planning Council website is there. They have courses throughout Ireland every month. Getting people into the retirement mode and planning them for the future and going through everything about getting used to retirement. Younger people, you know, should be looking at websites on a regular enough basis, seeing what's available, what do they want, and maybe ask their parents or grandparents. What did they do with money back in the day?
Yeah.
And things have changed. It's getting out there and asking the questions, Eric, is what I would advise to anybody.
Yeah, and as I say, like this, most of that information really is readily available, and I suppose the best thing of all is start early. That's probably the key message here, isn't it?
Message that I would give to anybody. Start early, get used to it from the outset, and continue it, and the big thing I would say, review it regularly.
Good stuff.
It's the key message that I would give to anybody, Eric.
Good advice, Gabriel. Thank you very much for joining us. A pleasure.